Flitt's state-appointed emergency manager is proposing a $55 million budget that would cut 36 police officer positions and 19 firefighter jobs. Darnell Early's two-year budget plan also includes higher fees for property owners for street lighting, garbage pickup, and water and sewer service. Dane Walling, the mayor of Flint, has some concerns. Mayor, you and I have talked a number of times on Stateside about Flint's problems and its needs, and you have always been crystal clear that, if anything, your city needs more police and more firefighters.
We have to have a strong public safety system in Flint. We've been, unfortunately, one of the communities with the highest per capita rate of violent crime. We just have to be honest about dealing with that. Now, there is also no debate about the city of Flint's financial challenges, and those are well known and well documented. So we have to make every effort while we go from a proposed budget to an adopted budget to maintain that strong public safety system and police and fire protection services.
What was your gut response when that budget was put down on the table and you saw a call for cutting 36 police and 19 fire jobs?
Yeah, it hurt. And it's in response to the changing financial circumstances where a federal district judge has ordered the city back to paying the retiree health care plans that were in place a couple years ago, and it's just a bill that is very, very hard for this community to afford. I really think it's an unfair proposition for the city of Flint's taxpayers and residents and businesses that we're stepping up to try to do so much. We've supported millages. People are volunteering. They're doing everything they can, and yet this general fund, this city general fund, isn't able to provide the level of services that we want.
What kinds of let me ask you this. Have you had conversations with Mr. Early since he released this budget?
Yes, there have been conversations, and the emergency manager is clear that the city can only spend the resources that it has available, and there's no debate about that. Mm-hmm. We all agree with that. We're using this opportunity of trying to address the problem now that the alarm bell has went off, the facts and figures have been put out about the impact of the rising pension and health care costs. So now we're working with everybody who's available to try to find a solution. And that's what we're using this month. City Council and I, as elected officials, we're stepping up, talking with Congressman Kildee, talking with our State Senator Jim Ananick and state representatives like Phil Phelps so that we can find some solutions. That's what we're focusing on for these next couple weeks.
Now, is there any possibility of a helping hand from Lansing?
There is. There was an amendment that was added to the House General Government Appropriations Bill that came out Tuesday night that has a placeholder for additional police and fire assistance to the city of Flint. And let's not forget that the state has been investing resources in the city's lockup facility and with the county sheriff so that we can have jail space available for the perpetrators who were arrested by the city police and the state police and others. So it is a collective enterprise that we're involved in, and everybody's going to have to help. You know, Flint voters have done it with a police and fire protection millage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this situation, almost 3 years under state receivership, there is absolutely a state role in the solution.
Contracts are now being negotiated with police and fire. What do you think all this means for these negotiations?
There are some aspects from those negotiations that are already in this proposed budget, such as all active employees going to the full 20% premium cost share. The city had previously used the hard cap under the state law, and now the shift will be to an 80-20. There's reduced benefits going forward for any new hires. So those key aspects of those contract discussions are already built into this proposed budget.
How united is the city council in opposing these police and fire cuts?
The city council and we have concerns about citizens' ability to pay for city services, especially the water and sewer rates. and also the strength of the police and fire protection services. So we're on the same page now. Over the next 2 weeks, we have a series of at least four hearings, the first one this last Tuesday in Public Works, where we're going through and looking at each of the divisions, the service levels, any general fund contributions, and asking ourselves if that's the right way to use the general fund given our circumstances. We're going to be able to make some adjustments, I believe, or at least recommend some adjustments with our local funds, and then we're going to need some assistance from the state, possibly a couple waivers from the U.S. Department of Justice so we can keep some federal funds flowing into public safety. And if we do all that, then we're going to be in a decent position come July 1.
What is your greatest fear that could happen from losing those public safety jobs?
No, even before that, my concern is with the perception of what's happening in the city, because public safety is half perception and half reality. So it's very difficult for a community to go through and see headlines of proposed police and fire cuts. Now, that's, again, the reality of the proposed budget and where we are with the city's finances. But I'm afraid that those proposals end up being seen as the only option, and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. What we want to do is focus on a message of looking for solutions, working together, and then when we actually get to budget adoption in June, be able to tell a story of what we've accomplished together to try to keep Flint's momentum going forward.
Flint Mayor Dan Walling, always good talking with you. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.